Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Video bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. Audio bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it free at winamp.com/android.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1382, recorded Tuesday, September 18th, 2012. For the birds.
And now, get ready for Dick.
All right, are you ready, Dick?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready, Jason?
Absolutely.
And you, people at home, people of Earth, are you ready? Then let's begin. It's time for the GizWiz.
The GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo Laporte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, under pathology. Rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Yeah! Yeah! Oh, sorry. Hi, Dickie D. How are you?
I'm very good, sir. And you?
I am very well. Thank you very much. This is the show where we find a bunch of stuff, mostly gadgets, and Dick reviews them. Dick is Mad Magazine's maddest writer for the last 40 years.
Yes, sir.
And
actually,
he's a
50.
50.
Yeah.
Really?
Just 50 years.
No, four decades, but 50 years.
Oh, okay. Does that work out right?
No. So this is going to be an interesting day.
I'm glad
day.
That you gave up that this week in arithmetic
yes,
idea
thank gosh.
For Twit.
Thank goodness I stopped doing that. This is going to be an interesting day because later today on Before You Buy, we're going to go up on the roof and I'm going to drop my iPhone and a Galaxy 3S off the roof to see if the ballistic cases can handle it.
Oh, okay.
And then later on this show... I'm going to dunk my iPad in water.
Nice.
So I'm really risking every gadget.
Well, wait a minute. What do you have for water? We have a fish tank.
What do we have for water? I don't know. What do we have? What do we have for water, Don Pardo? Well, Dickie, we've got a beautiful.
Oh, okay. Oh, look at that
tub
little
of,
bit
water.
Of water.
It's filled with the real H2O, purified and sparkling clean. Yes, it's a tub of water just for you. Now back to Dickie D.
And fresh from the turning basin.
It is. Oh dear. You don't want to swim in that. But my iPad will swim in that a little later on.
Okay, good. This is very good.
Oh, Lord above. And, of course, we have some new SkyMall crap to review as
okay,
well.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. And we have people are going to vote on the newest
yes.
SkyMall crap.
Yes, but before we do all that,
yes,
you kick things off with some gadgets, I believe.
I do. Well, you know, I talked about this on radio, and three people wrote in and said, I need this gadget. Can I get it now?
Oh, wow.
Actually, you liked it, too. It's from Air Hogs, and it is their new battle tracker.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I found this at Toy Fair. I played with it at Toy Fair, but it had wires connected to it because it was back in February, and it's just been released now. So if you like... remote control helicopters.
Yes.
Battle Tracker adds some neat little things to it. So what it does is you fly the helicopter. The gadget comes with a second remote control device called ART, the Automated Robotic Turret. Oh. So as you're flying your helicopter, ART is following you, tracking you, and firing Nerf bullets at your helicopter. He can knock you out of the sky. You have to get proficient enough that you can fly your helicopter and start firing
Look
missiles
at this.
Back at ART.
Holy cow.
So that you can actually, if you hit him, he will be incapacitated.
Oh, so you're actually in a battle with this.
You're in a battle with this, yes.
Wow.
And yet, wait, but wait, there's more.
How could there be more? That's the best thing I ever saw.
Here, Hodge Battle Tracker, the interactive combat set that brings the battle to life. Your mission, take down Battle Tracker. Infrared auto-tracking technology hunts down your helicopter for
I'm sorry, I'll stop that now, but that's really cool.
Okay. I was taking this back.
I love it. Look at this. This is so cool. Now, you've actually seen it. These ads often are deceptive, right? I mean.
Yes. Well, you know, it was fun playing with it, but I was just in the showroom part of Toy Fair. So I got to shoot a couple of the Nerf darts. But the neat thing is, if a friend comes over, he can take manual control of the turret tracker and then try shooting you out of the sky.
So there's a single player autonomous mode that the tracker is doing its own thing.
That's
or
right.
Or you each can control, one person controls a helicopter, one person controls the turret.
The turret.
And you fight each other.
That is exactly right.
Wow.
So it's $99.99, and it should be in stores now.
That's not that expensive.
No, it's not.
That's the whole thing?
It's a fair amount of technology. Yep, you get the wired remote control, the wireless remote control, the missile firing helicopter.
I am so tempted to buy this. Should I buy this, Jason Howell?
Well, you're going to ask me, and I'm going to say yes, but I probably say that all the time.
It's
so.
On Amazon. So, well, let me ask you, Dick, it seems like this would be a lot of fun.
You know, I think it is a lot of fun. As I said, my only was playing with it there in the showroom.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, now he wants to get out of it.
No, I don't want to get out of it. I'm already in big, deep trouble with ruining my iPad.
Yeah. So let's see, Battle Tracker.
Is it on Prime?
If it's not, I'm not buying it. How about that? But if it's available so I can have it day after tomorrow, it's Prime.
You're getting it.
It's with the yellow disc firing helicopter.
That's the one.
$99 in stock, ships today. I'm hovering the mouse over the buy it now one click. What do you think?
You know what? I would say buy it.
All right. Yes, I think you win.
You know
I just bought it.
If one day
boom.
A gadget
boom.
From SkyMall doesn't show up.
I'll have that.
You'll have that and we'll see how good it works.
The chat room made me do it.
Yeah, the chat room, they're evil.
No, that'll be fun. We can have some fun with that. I think on the next, it should come by Thursday. What?
Go back and look at Prime. Go back and look at the Prime thing.
What did I do wrong?
Is it Brick House again?
It said I ordered it 3 hours ago?
You should have ordered it 3 hours ago.
Why? Oh, because I would have had it Thursday. Now I'm going to have it Friday.
Wait a minute.
We can fix that. I could just press this pay $2.99 and we'll have it Thursday. Should I just do that?
Are you just ordering it again?
I'm not going to buy it again. I can live with the disappointment.
Listen, they have been so amazing. They're pretty much doing one day.
Exactly. I might still get it tomorrow. You never know.
Yeah.
In fact, I could even get it before the show is over.
You could.
There might be a person from Amazon right now driving around in a truck with a bunch of them in the back that could just stop off and say, here.
Yeah.
Let's look. We'll watch. For those of you watching at home on the video, just watch outside this window here for the Battle Tracker Air Hogs van to pull up.
Yeah. That's how Amazon does it, actually. But you should see the size of that van. It is big.
They're hovering outside right now. Well, I like that. So, $99.
$99.99.
You know who they're getting in the realm of? Is our friends who did the spy. What was it? The spy thing that they did?
Wild Planet.
Wild Planet. They're kind of getting in that realm.
Wild Planet. Although Wild Planet, I don't think, had things that flew. Wild Planet was more, they had the tanks that would go into another room and then send video back so you could spy on people.
But this is available at Target, Kmart, Toys R Us, Walmart, as well as Amazon. So there's a lot of places you could go. Get that. That'll be fun. We'll have it for the next show. We'll shoot at each other.
It's perfect.
Oh, you put your turret there. I did not touch it.
I
didn't. I swear to God. You put your turret there, and I'll put my battle tracker here. We could shoot at each other across the country.
We'll do it.
All right. Your gadget number two.
Gadget number two now. We're doing, this is the video of the week. This is our first video featuring I bought a piece of crap. Okay. Now, not only did this poor guy buy a piece of crap, but I believe he bought it because I talked about it back then. It's exactly 2 years ago, almost to the day when I reported on the NUMMI key.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you remember the NUMMI key. It's, yeah, it's this little device here that you would put on your keychain, and the object was you would carry this around. Let me just see if this thing still works, if I'll power it up here. And I'm not sure if it's even going to come on.
It looks like an iPod.
Yeah, exactly. So the idea was that you would put in all your little loyalty cards. The company said people now carry approximately 18 cards a person. Their little card for CVS and to get into the gym.
You can do this now on your iPhone or your Google Wallet.
That's exactly what I think
iPhone
happened.
Passbook.
Just as they came out with this, it went to smartphones. But anyway, Paul Grisbum, and this is his video, blaming me.
Oh, Dick, this is the Louisville version of the Giz Whiz. I'm a big fan of your show, but
he seems kind of depressed.
You got me to buy something from
he's sad.
His Whiz 1183.
Even though he lives in apparently the plantation house in Kentucky.
I'm holding in my hand a little device called NUMMI.
N-U-M-I. I can't believe you fell for it.
Moldium.com.
It doesn't exist. I made it up.
And it was supposed to make using your store card a lot more convenient, but it turned out to be a real hassle.
Uh-oh.
The biggest problem I had was every time I used it, I had to explain to the clerk what it was. And they acted like they didn't want to use it. Also, if a store...
I don't want to use that.
If you could only slide the card through, you couldn't use this at all. And then, thirdly, when you're ready to buy and use the device, many times it would power off, or it would actually just go back to the home screen, and you'd have to go and find that particular card for that store. So I used it a little bit, and I finally just went back to using the little cards on my keychain. I would not recommend buying this, but I still love your show.
I've watched it from
episode 9. Hey, Paul.
Thanks a lot. This is Paul from Louisville, Kentucky.
And by the way, Paul is going to be sued for stealing your trademark mustache.
Yeah, exactly.
That's your mustache he's got.
Exactly. Paul, email me a mailing address. You'll get an autographed copy of Mad Magazine, a 30-plus-year-old Alfred E. Newman photograph.
Oh, wow. Okay? That should make up for that piece of junk.
That piece of junk. So now, going to the website, it's still there, except when you click on buy, it goes to Amazon where it says out of stock. And I assume that they just gave up because, as we said, there are now a lot of apps that will do the same thing. And since you're carrying a smartphone, you don't need to carry this extra device.
What was that guy's name?
Paul Grisbaum.
Sure. Grisbaum.
Grisbaum.
Paul was the guy Grisbaum. The sad trombone was invented for, I think.
Yes.
Don't you think?
I like the chandelier over his head.
I'm telling you.
Angelic.
he lives in a plantation house, I think.
Yeah. I think that's the problem.
Yeah. So, but Paul, we're sorry, but I guess you didn't see the disclaimer that we put on every show that says that this show is for entertainment purposes only. Please do not follow any of our recommendations. We still put that on. Oh, we don't put that on the shows anymore.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought we did. I apologize.
No, we should be. It's like those ads for the fortune tellers. We will tell you specifically what minute of the day you should apply for a job and whether your spouse is cheating and where to find them in a love tryst. Entertainment purposes only. I like it. Does someone have a trumpet in the
trombone? No, actually, this is an expensive part of the production. This guy's been waiting for, I mean, what is this, episode 1,382? We haven't used him for 587 episodes.
I know. I remember he was out there and he said, can I play this live? And I said, you know, stand around. It'll come up.
It'll come up. Let's give him one more chance. All right, you can go on break now.
Oh, great.
Gadget number
three. Well, you know, while we're here, let's just remind people that if you want to make a video for the Giz Whiz, we're looking for I Bought a Piece of Crap. Hopefully something that Leo and I didn't recommend. I have a gadget warehouse item, something you've had for years. You know, a minute or 2 minutes, 3 minute max video. Where you got it, why you don't want to part with it, or I invented this. Or you know what, even if you want to tell us, I think they should invent this, and maybe give us a little one-minute idea of something that should be invented, and put it on YouTube, and send Jason the link at gizwiz@twit.tv. gizwiz@twit.tv.
And you will be immortalized like Paul was.
Immortalized.
Someday.
Now, the next thing, Leo, the timing is perfect. So in case you totally screw up with the SEAL shield.
Yes.
I will sit on this side of the country and say, Leo, I told you to get the life proof. The only reason I'm doing this is it ties in with today's SEAL Shield device, and it was another great thing I saw at last week's Showstopper.
Well, it's interesting you should mention this, because remember when I dipped my iPhone in a glass of water?
Don't tell me that was from LifeProof.
No. It was Liquipel, and it didn't work. Remember, I had to buy a new iPhone.
Oh, right. Okay.
But everybody then emailed me and said, oh, you should try LifeProof because this works. So you've got one.
Yes. No, I didn't get one, Leo, but at Showstoppers, I'm walking down the aisle.
I'm supposed to try this now, I think.
No. Wait a minute. I'm walking down the aisle, and here's an iPad at the bottom of a fish tank.
Yeah.
So I said to the guy, so what's the deal with this iPad here? So he reaches in and he pulls it out. And he said, the company I'm with is LifeProof. And we make housings for iPhones and iPads. And I believe they're just coming out with one for the iPod Touch.
Wait a minute.
Now.
What is that? N-U-U-D with umlauts? Yeah, is that nude?
Nude. I think it's the nude.
Like,
and I said,
nude?
Why don't you call it the nude? And he said, because we can't use the word nude, so we call it the nude.
All right, so here's a video that proves that this works. The guy's naked. Okay. He's running around. I think that's Paul's
there
house.
There seems to be a show.
He's in Paul's house in Louisville.
Oh, well, that was...
That's it.
That was obviously a teaser video.
Yeah, teased me.
Yeah.
I'm all right. $150.
Well, wait a minute. Let me tell you how this one works, because it's kind of neat. So he takes it out of the fish tank and he says, you know, move some of the icons around, which I do on the screen. And he said, do you notice anything? And I said, no, it seems to be a typical iPad. And he goes, well, the difference is you are actually touching the iPad screen.
Ah.
I said, you mean your seal around the edge of the iPad is so strong that there is no covering over the screen itself? And he said, that's the selling point of this.
Yeah, because otherwise you've got to, you know, and that's what this SEAL Shield will do. It's not $159. It's a lot less expensive,
no, but
it's going to cover the screen.
Yeah, but I thought it'd be interesting to see your reaction to, do you feel if the iPad still works exactly the way it did before? Does the screen impede it in any way? Because this thing is, as you said, it's $149.99.
Yeah.
A submergible to 6.5 feet and dustproof, snowproof. Military specs can be dropped from just 4 feet, not off a roof. Right now, it's an exclusive at Best Buy and at lifeproof.com.
Now, they make an iPhone case, and a number of people said that they use LifeProof, and it worked on their iPhone.
Oh, okay. And I believe they are coming out with an iTouch case also.
Okay.
Using the same technology, but they are expensive. Jason, does it say how much the iPhone case
is? Yeah, they're $80.
$80. Oh, okay. Okay.
So they're, and you know.
Yeah. There's one other thing about their website is they make a cover stand that matches up with the Nude, and at Best Buy, that's $30. But if you buy it at the same time as you buy a case at their own website, it's only $10.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
So that is the Nude Life. Yes, they're coming out with the new Life Jacket. It also clips on to the iPad. So if you drop it overboard, it floats.
So Sybil in our chat room, you says she has the phone case. So it works. Okay. All right. I am not trying another one. I'm sorry.
No, wait a minute. We haven't tried this one. This one may make perfectly.
Later today, I've got to drop my phone off the building, off the roof.
Who ordered that?
Nicole Lee. I guess it was her parting shot. Oh. Like, hey, Leo, how'd you like to review these cases? And it wasn't just, by the way, it's not just for the Galaxy S3. It was also for the iPhone. Why are you laughing?
Nicole's yelling at you.
Nicole's yelling? What did she yell?
She goes, hey!
She said, hey! It was her parting shot. Well, we'll see. Maybe it'll work.
With a butterfly net to catch them?
I put Ozzy down.
Hey, Nicole, catch this.
Ozzy will catch him.
Oh, Ozzy.
Anyway, so that'll be later, but we are going to... It's time, isn't it? Oh, wait a minute. Before we do that, we should talk about crap we bought on SkyMall for next week.
Yes.
Right?
And then ask them what they want for the week after.
We'll have so let's play the straw poll music. Oh, man, this was a close one. By the way, next week I'll be wearing the massager that looks like a turtle's back that goes on your back.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
I just read a few of the reviews.
When you go to Australia, I want to see that. I want photos. I'm going to talk to Lisa. I want photos of that on your back as you're leaning forward on the inflatable in-flight pillow.
I am so disappointed because we gave Andy Inako the inflatable, what do they call that, the sky pillow or whatever. We gave it to him, and he was too embarrassed to inflate it on the plane.
Oh.
He had a red eye, and he said, I was in a middle seat, and I just couldn't bring myself to inflate it. So we may never know.
That was the deal.
What is the deal?
That was the deal.
I'm going to do it. I'm doing it on this. We got a 14.5-hour ticket. Flight to Australia. I'm going to use this.
At least get a picture of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Please.
Yeah. Okay. But I want this, the thing on your back, the leaning forward on the pillow.
Yeah. And then, okay, so, and then the massager on the back. Yep.
That's on its way. That's been ordered.
And then, so the next question was, what should I get for, not next week, but 2 weeks, because it takes a long time to get anything from SkyMall. So this is our straw poll. What new crap should Leo buy on SkyMall? The choice was a tie-dye union suit, a peephole door camera spy, a cell phone voice changer, or the AnyBook reader. Amazing. It has been a neck-and-neck battle. A neck-and-neck battle between the tie-dye union suit and the peephole camera spy. In fact, when we began the show, the peephole door camera was winning, but we've sent people to the poll. I think we have to continue to do this for a little bit longer because it's 517 votes for the union suit, 498 votes for the camera spy. I mean, it is neck-and-neck.
It is neck-and-neck.
And then you know, the rest of them, not so many votes. So, total of 1,291 votes, 200 more votes came in. I think the chat room really wants me to wear the union suit.
I think so.
And I don't know if this is going to help or hurt, but I did say I'd buy it one size too small.
Okay. This is also, there's also an audio version available of this, right?
Yes.
The podcast art. I'll just take a screenshot. That'll be.
And I'll throw in a trip to Australia. I will wear it with the pillow and the massager
on the plane
to Australia.
Okay.
Now how much would you pay?
I'd pay a lot to see that.
Well, let's see.
Now the votes are really kind of swinging in the favor of the union suit, aren't they? They're starting to really come in. Oh, but see, there's a few people still want to see that.
Yeah.
Boy, is this a close one.
Now, the peephole door camera, let's give a little plug for that. We'll get some piece of plywood, right, and drill a hole in it and set the...
Oh, no, I'll put it in my door. Are you kidding?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, I'll use this. I'm moving out at the end of the month anyway.
Now, the peephole camera, actually, both those you could get arrested for if you do the demo really right.
What if I stand outside the peephole camera in my tie-dyed union suit?
And then we'll film it through the peephole.
I'll tell you what. If one doesn't clearly win, I'll just have to get both.
There you go.
All right. Let's start the next straw poll without finding a resolution on this.
Well, what are we going to do? We'll check back at the very end of the show.
There's only 9 votes separating them now. It's even closer. There's only 8 votes. This is worse than the 2000 election. I think Florida is confused by the ballot. All right. I'm going to buy both.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy both. I get the union suit and the peephole camera. I think I have to.
No, you do.
That fell down again.
The sign just fell down.
Even after being reinforced with better tape.
Just put it right like that.
Of course, there's always the thing that Jason is just sitting there making those numbers up as we go.
It could be. Look, it's only 3 votes above. Yeah. Clearly.
Votes. You got to get both.
Yeah, I got to get both. There's no hanging chads in this one. This is definitely.
We'll be hanging your chads in the union suit.
Then we'll see. Chad, if you'll wear the union suit, you could hang around. Sure, he says. All right, now that's enough. Poor Chad. All right, you ready for our new poll? Here's the choices. These are picks from our chat audience. So this is why you want to watch the show live. You get to participate in this. The Shuvie Shoe Deodorizer. This uses ultraviolet light to kill germs and fungus that cause foot odor in athlete's foot. It's the ultraviolet Shuvie Shoe Deodorizer. The UV light given off by the Shuvie kills over 95% of germs, bacteria, and even the fungus responsible for the highly contagious MRSA bacteria in less than 1 hour. This seems like it'd be practical and good. It's only $100. SkyMall Collection ASI110. Would you prefer the touchless toilet seats? Yes. Some men have a hard time remembering to put the toilet seat down after use. Now, the touchless sensor toilet seat is good news for your household. It raises the lid automatically as you approach the toilet. Wave the hand over it one more time, and the seat rises.
Run away.
Then,
right. So why do they have a woman demonstrating
automatically after you step away? Seriously.
It better only close after you step away.
I hope it's automatic after you step.
Yeah.
Look at that. Wow. I've got to get this. Easy to install using just a screwdriver, a hammer, a pair of pliers, a forceps, a motorized drill fits most toilets. Wow. Look at that's quite an elaborate. Have to recharge the battery.
Oh. Oh, I gotta go. I got diarrhea.
Wait a minute. I gotta charge the battery. Hold on, Dick.
Cannot rise.
I wonder how long it goes on a charge. It also has an adjustable sensor range for different sized bathrooms. Well, you know, that's true. You don't want the seat to be going up and down while you're taking a shower.
No.
This is $159.99. It's Sky Mall Collection. Doesn't even have a number. It's so popular. All right, that's item 2.
You got to warn guests when they go in there. Don't get too close to the seat before
Putting this in the men's room here at the Brick House. All right, item number 3, the Ultra Spy Hearing Earmuffs. This is a comfortable, lightweight 9X amplification. 2 high-frequency microphones are mounted on each earmuff, providing 360 degrees of captive sound. It allows users to tune into specific sound frequencies while protecting their ears from loud noises and blasts. Well, that's good. You could use it in the bathroom. So, used by government agents, SWAT team members, military personnel, hunters, and police. The electric earmuffs provide the latest technology to identify sounds and conversations in the office or deep in the woods.
And they don't look anything out of the ordinary.
No, they look completely normal.
Just like headphones with microphones on the outside.
These, this is Brickhouse security item 127-AUD-AMP-2. You know, we really should get... They should just send us this stuff for free. We shouldn't have to buy this stuff.
You should have someone...
I mean, this is like an ad for SkyMall.
Yes!
All right, finally... It is, you know, it's almost Halloween. When this arrives, it will be like a week or two before Halloween. That's why we thought this would be great. The Zombie of Montclair Moors. We challenged artist Alan Dickinson to create his most macabre, haunting zombie statue exclusively for Toscano, and he certainly delivered. Not for the faint of heart, this gray-toned Zombie of Montclair Moors features the most zombie-like eyes you've ever seen, captured in meticulous detail in quality designer resin. This zombie garden statue brings the flesh-hungry undead to your daffodil bed. Holy cow. Wow.
The Zombie of Montclair, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, I think that's it. $99.95. This is Design Toscana, item DB-383020. All four of these are items you would find in this. This is going to be a hard one for our voters to choose, I think.
Yeah, it is.
This is going to be a really tough one. Let's open up the straw poll for voting right now. What new crap should Leo buy from SkyMall? That's strawpoll.me/3554. Thank you, Dan Dirks, for our straw poll. Strawpoll.me/3554. Let the voting begin.
Vote now, it's a snap. Better than a box of crap. Coming now for you. It's a Giz with SkyMall Strawpoll.
Look at that. The votes are pouring in.
Toilet seat's overflowing. Look at those votes.
Well, the only one that doesn't look like it has a shot is the Shuvi shoe deodorizer. People really don't care about that.
Zombie's doing pretty good.
Zombie's in there.
But the toilet's over.
Yeah, the toilet's
more than half the votes so far for the toilet. But your chance to vote. We keep these polls open all week long, as you saw. And sometimes they're quite close. Strawpoll.me/3554. And you know what? If it's close, I will buy both.
Wow. You're good.
This show has cost me so much money.
Yeah. You know, by the way, I got an email from Joe Bolanis who said you should have hit the gong by putting rubber bands on the hammer.
No.
Also, Leo, shouldn't the gong have been swinging free?
Yes, that's
what
the
I was
problem.
Asking. If there was a release in the back so that it
no,
it could
there's
move.
No release in the back. It's a decorative gong. We looked at it, and I actually had the team come look at it, and the consensus was because it is not freely hanging, it is on a metal attachment, it will never sound good. But I think, to be honest, because it's just a piece of tin, that even if it were swinging freely and I used a rubber band, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it's still going to sound like crap.
Yeah. Also, they should change the description in the SkyMall thing. It says shimmering after a reverb or something like that.
No. All right. It's time to take a chance. Now, I need... I'm going to go over here and get a T-shirt because I need a dry cloth.
A dry cloth.
Clean this off. It says,
all right,
you know,
so
I'm going to follow the instructions.
This is a winning
exactly.
entry in a previous straw poll.
Yeah.
Where people said that Leo should send for the Sea Shield.
Seal Shield.
Seal Shield.
Seal. Like the...
Okay. Yep.
Seal Shield. Waterproof protective cover. It's for the iPad 2 and the new iPad. This is an iPad 2. All right. I'm going to open it. You know, it doesn't seem... It comes in an... this is it. Comes in an envelope.
Oh, Leo, it says, do not get wet on the front.
Actually, you know, that's the funny thing about the Liquipel. The last time I did this, it actually did say in very clear letters, do not get wet.
Oh,
and I thought, well, But what's the point? I don't understand. It's do not get... And Liquipel, you may remember, it was at CES demonstrating, just as this LifeProof case was, iPhones in water. So...
Yeah.
Now, I've never seen this demonstrated. I can't believe there's anything even in here. This is like just an envelope. What is in here? There's a plastic bag.
Now, what does this cost? Because the LifeProof thing is $150.
This I don't know. Would you look that up, Jason, while I try to figure out what this is?
Is this the whole thing?
What? It's basically a plastic bag. And some adhesive. Whoa. Okay, so there's some pieces here.
Uh-oh.
This is not
going to be good.
All right, step one, carefully wipe your device with a clean, dry cloth. I did this.
We did that?
With a fine Squarespace T-shirt, so we know it's particularly...
Oh, yeah, those are the best for dusting.
Oh, this is American Apparel, baby. This is... By the way, have you seen the T-shirt that we're selling on what is it? It says Spring Tea, right?
Teespring.
It's twit.teespring.com. Beautiful shirt. 1 month only. And it is also, you could do Fruit of the Loom or American Apparel. Those are both apparently very good quality tees.
Okay.
So I've cleaned it off.
An employee discount code?
No. Okay. It's only $20, Dick. Come on.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
So now, I mean, this, I swear, this looks like a plastic bag. It says stretch shield to fit over device.
Finding $29.99 for the...
$29.99, huh? Well, where should the... I guess the shield should be... The hole should be in the back, huh?
So is it just a baggie?
It's well, it's rubber. It's it's more than just a baggie. I'd be careful about... It reminds me of something. I can't quite place it. I feel like I've done this before.
I mean, should you roll it onto the iPad?
I should roll this. You know what? It's just not lubricated. It needs it. It's not. It's. You know how to do this, right? Wait a minute, let me. I would. If I were you, I would stay well away. All right. It's
okay.
Too much practice. Okay, wait a minute. It's
Your iPad's never done this before, right?
This is the first time.
It's never done this before.
I should
have
practiced with a cucumber
This has never happened.
Or a banana or something. This has never
happened
before.
I hope you're not going to regret this tomorrow.
I don't know what to say. This has never happened before.
this has always been the... Okay. You know, it is tough. Whatever this is made of, if this were a baggie, I would have long ago ripped it. I mean, it's tough. And it's a very tight fit.
Let's hope.
Okay. Boy, is this hard.
Yeah.
I left you an opening. I'm sorry.
No.
All right, here we go.
Women and children are watching.
I know. They can break, I'm told. At least that's what my father told me.
This is good. Okay.
Now, this goes over that.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Oh.
All right.
This goes over. It's fitting very tightly. And it's got.
Now,
it's over
how do you
the
seal
lip.
The end, though? Is that what that tape was for?
See, I don't. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So now there it is. It's over the. It's the whole thing is covered. And it's quite a tight fit. Now, I have to secure the stay dry seal over the opening. So this is probably why they give you two of them. It contains one shield and two stay dry shields. So the idea would be that if you wanted to, because you'd have to open this to charge it, you see. You'd have to, because this covers up the charging port right here. So, you know, I guess this is really a one-time use kind of thing, and then I want to put.
Oh.
Well, I don't know about that, but I mean,
the stay dry
shield. I guess you could remove it.
What was the price?
It's like $30, right?
Yeah, this is the promotional video, by the way, for it. It involves a bath.
Oh my gosh!
we weren't far off, Leo.
I actually was right. This is very much all right. So I have sealed it in.
I think this is probably removable.
All right. I think that's pretty good. Now, let's see if the iPad's working before I go in.
Uh-huh.
The iPad does seem to be working, and I'm able to use it. And we have, this is
our video switcher.
Our video.
So the video could
really
go out.
You don't need this, do you? So this is our video switcher. Yeah. So it's all working. All right.
Okay.
Jeez, I'm really nervous about this. Okay.
You did the seal, right?
I did the seal. So
just double check the instructions. It's not anything else.
It says secure stay dry seal over opening. Did that. Okay. Your device is protected and ready to use.
Oh, good. Okay. Get the bubble. Roll in the bathtub.
It does say does not protect against STDs, but I don't know. Okay. Let's try.
Okay.
let's just. Should you want to get the shot of it going in?
Oh, yeah. There we go.
All right. You ready? That's the same sound you made when I dropped the iPhone in there. Now, in theory, I could use this underwater, right?
If it worked.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, it's working.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Oh, look.
Look at that.
It's working right now.
It's working.
But
it's working underwater.
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, yeah. The volume button's I have to loosen the volume button. That's not good.
But.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
It's so tight on the volume button.
Oh, there you go. Oh.
Is that better?
No, you did. It had went down.
Yeah, it did go away.
Okay.
It's off.
Don't
now.
Touch
that's
it.
Good.
Look at that. It's nice and wet. Hey, you know what? This works. I don't see any problems at all. Now, this is, again, this is really kind of intended for a hospital or somewhere so you could disinfect it. Because, you know, they do use these in medical environments. And the idea, and SteelShield makes these keyboards for hospitals, right?
Yes, exactly.
So they really, I think they're aimed towards the healthcare professional. And, you know, absolutely. Everything seems to work. The touchscreen works.
Nice.
There's GoToMeeting. Look at that. Remote. I love it. All right. So, look, so far, so good. I think that's a good seal. So I'll tell you what the negatives are. You have to adjust it a little bit. You notice we fixed the volume thing because it is very tight. So it was actually, you know, triggering the volume rocker, but I think we've got that off. You can, I'd be careful using your thumbnails, but you can flip switches. The on-off button works. You know, you could turn it off and on. The negative is that you have to remove it in order to charge because this is covering every bit of the port. Oh, you know what
do? Yeah, you put the opening at the bottom is probably the way it should go.
Yeah, which is what I did.
Oh, it is.
And headphones won't work. Yeah, so what you would do is you'd have to remove this. And this is, I think, removable. They give you two of them. This, like, porthole, which is sealed up by this additional seal. You'd want to put it on carefully, make sure no water got in. And, yeah, you wouldn't be able to use headphones. But, you know what? Let me see if I can play some music, see how the music sounds. Do we have any audio stuff on here? Probably not. Let's look in the productivity. Yeah, here's some... Well, yeah, I don't have any music on here. I should have probably put some on here. But, hey, you get the idea. I mean, it seems to work.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's probably the cheapest thing SkyMall sells.
Sounds great, Leo.
Everything sounds like that.
Oh, man, that's crystal clear.
Wow.
That's really... You know what? You know what? It works.
Okay.
It seemed to work.
It works. It's a thumbs up for the SteelShield waterproof protective cover. And I have to say I'm very relieved because, as I said, I am dropping two phones off the roof later today. And I know I couldn't handle it if everything failed. I'd be depressed. And then let's see. I'll show you.
They're going to be in cases, though, however.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not just dropping them off the roof for fun. All of this is to test stuff. You know, people don't get it. They think I'm just, like, destructive. I'm not. This is not like, will it blend? Now, this comes off like that. And so you'd put that somewhere safe. And they give you two of these. But you'd put it somewhere so it doesn't get dirty. And then you could charge it or remove the seal shield.
Okay.
All right.
I like it.
Let's keep this on here. Actually, I think this is probably... Because this is the one for the control desk, right?
No, I have that right here.
Oh,
so I don't know where that.
Where is this used? Downstairs? Yeah, we took it from a guest
who came in the studio.
This is kept in the bay. Yeah, this is. There we go. Look at that. All right, and I don't know. It comes also with these two dots. They aren't mentioned anywhere in the instructions.
Well, I bet those are water detectors.
Oh, it's a water detector. That's probably what it is. Let's put it inside and see. Oh, you're very smart. This is why Chad is in charge. We'll put it right here.
Chad in charge.
Yeah.
That's a great sitcom.
Let's put it right now. I've resealed this. And let's dunk it again and just see if the water thing doesn't change color. So that means it's not wet. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's nice. That's good. Also, when it stops working, it's a good indication that it's not working.
I wish that this said Chad in Charge, but it's actually just Charles in Charge.
It's just the Charles in Charge theme song. All right, there you go. The Steel Shield is definitely working, and I'm going to leave it in there for the rest of the show. But meanwhile, if we're done with my crap I found in Scott, let's just check the poll just to see how it's doing here. I'm going to fire up the old computer. And whoa. I think it's going to be the touchless sensor toilet seat.
No question.
200 votes to 92 votes for the zombie of Montclair Moors, 68 votes for the Ultra Spy hearing earmuffs, and a mere 20 votes for the Shuvi shoe deodorizer. And apparently 5% of our audience has stinky feet. But about 53% of them pee on the toilet. So, we are ready. Are you ready to take a walk? Through beautiful downtown New York, the home of the world. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. And all you have to do is take a little stroll down Fifth Avenue. Wave at the leprechauns going down the green line. You kind of walk down in your Easter bonnet with all the bows upon it. And you turn left at Amsterdam, right at Broadway. Go up, go down, and into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the little old gadget guy, Dick. Where'd your sign go?
Leo. So, Leo, I had I was at Showstoppers, but I had a gadget called Showstopper.
Yeah?
And Showstopper was made by Panasonic.
Wait a minute. That does sound vaguely familiar.
Okay. We go back to 1999, and it was a big introduction at CES when Replay came out with their first DVR.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking at the price. The first DVR could record for 6 hours. And it was $995.
Okay? Holy cow.
Then a year later, Panasonic came out with the Replay Showstopper. So I assume Replay was building them for Panasonic. And they added, the price dropped a little bit, and they added a couple things that people had complained about with Replay, was that Replay, there was no way to extend the recording time. So if you were recording a ball game, you couldn't add another 20 minutes because you knew it was going to run over. So Panasonic had the Showstopper. Then they came out. I have the Showstopper from Panasonic, which I never got to work. There's a picture of what it
you
looks like.
You never got it to work?
No, only because when I tell you these three magic words, you'll know why I never got it to work. Time Warner Cable.
Oh, okay. Man.
Okay. Yes.
Did you see, by the way, did you see that Patrick, the Captain Kirk, Jean-Luc Picard, Patrick Stewart, tweeted how horrible an experience he'd had with Time Warner just 2 days ago?
They don't like anybody interfacing with their boxes. I mean, I remember Western Digital sent me their first, I think it was called My DVR box or something like that. It added like 50 hours of recording time. It took Time Warner 2.5 years to change the software so that you could add the additional box.
Two and a half years
before. And the software is still totally screwed up. It can only show one page or two pages of description, and it just ends. It'll say, starring Charlton Heston, Ava, and it's the end of the description. So,
Ava.
The Ava, right. So other cable systems where they can scroll through all the pages, get the full description.
Holy cow.
It'll just say, directed by B. to try and guess who that could be, because when the screen has done two pages of info, it just stops giving you info. It is. Anyway, I never got my Panasonic Showstopper to work. And it was one of the early ones where the programming, you had to also hook it up to your phone line. And theoretically, every night they would upload new shows. But they could never upload the right shows because Time Warner would never share the information of what they were showing on each cable system. And it gets more complicated because in Manhattan, Time Warner has two totally different systems. Anyway, Showstopper came in at $9.99, and it did record for 30 hours in the economy mode. And that's what it looked like. I was always disappointed that there were not a lot of bells and whistles and stuff on it. I think there was just an on-off light and a hard disk working light, and that was it. Everything else was done with on-screen menus.
But it was not Panasonic's fault. It was Time Warner's fault.
It was Time Warner. Yeah, the information exchange between the two of them
right.
did not work.
Here, by the way, is Patrick Stewart's tweet from September 13th. All I wanted to do was set up a new account with Time Warner Cable New York City. But 36 hours later, I've lost the will to live. So apparently they got back to him. Let me just see if there have been tweets since then. No, it looks like that's it. He's only got 58 tweets, and about five of them are how much he hates Time Warner.
I'm amazed he didn't go to his house with a cable hooked directly up to the transmitter.
I think they did. In fact, I think Time Warner Cable tweeted something like, "We've made it so we wouldn't make him suffer." I'll have to see. I'll have to go back through their old tweets to find it. But I think that they did finally fix him up. That's pretty funny. I mean, if Captain Picard can't get it working, how could you? Right.
Yes. No. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That reminds me of a cartoon of a tombstone, and the tombstone says, "At last, my problems with trying to get the Wi-Fi printer in the upstairs bedroom have ended."
Here's their tweet. It says, "Our care and Time Warner Cable help teams are fully engaged to make sure Sir Patrick Stewart is well tended to. We're Trekkers and we'll make it so." That's cute.
Okay. That's cute. So they understood that it was a situation that needed instant help.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently. Wow. So I think you should tweet any problem. Why don't you tweet now that you had problems 10 years ago with the Showstopper?
Oh, yeah, I will. They'll come back and they'll fix it.
They'll say, "Oh, we could fix that."
They'll say, "Oh, you know what? You have an appointment on Monday, didn't you?
You're on the list. We've been waiting. Yeah.
It's Monday. That's our schedule. It's usually 10 years in about 4 days.
Are they that awful? Are they really that bad?
You know what? It really depends. You really have to be on them constantly. And yes, I've had some problems where I finally just started tweeting it out. I only have 12,000 followers, but I finally tweeted it enough that someone came by and said, "It's Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Okay, we'll come fix
Good.
It all."
So the key is, obviously, and I think this is true with more and more companies, if you got a problem, tweet about it, right?
Yeah.
Let them know. Little Santana action leading us to the letter of
yes,
the week.
Leo, actually, can you read the letter? And then Jason has a bit of video that will go with it. I emailed it to you just about a half hour before the show.
Oh, email. I've heard of that.
Yes. You have an account now, don't you?
I think I have email. Let me just check and see. I see some calendar reminders that I should be doing this show right about now.
Yes, and you are doing it.
I good. Am, not- so that's good. I can delete those from my list of things to do. I don't know why my calendar, so all of a sudden Google started emailing me. Maybe because I missed so many appointments, they thought, you know, we should probably email you these appointments now.
You know what? I can just read it.
No, good. No.
I think you get a kick out of it.
No, I want to read it.
Okay.
Okay. No, seriously.
Once I find it.
I'll find it. It's in here somewhere.
Just do a search for Polly.
Is it from Dick?
It probably is from me,
right.
You do a keyword search. Yeah.
Let me just search for GizWiz. How much? Here it is. The GizWiz letter for today.
There we go. Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
This comes to us from David. He says, "Dear Dick and Leo," I'll do the dramatic reading, shall I?
Yes.
"I am a big fan of the show. I have listened to every episode and even watched a few. I thought..." That's nice. "I thought you might get a kick out of this YouTube video. It's not the toothpick bird, but it's just about as bad. It is labeled Perfect Polly Pet. A real infomercial. My favorite line from the video, about 50 seconds in, quote, 'In fact, even this live parakeet can't tell the difference.'" Let's see.
And Leo, so we'll run a little bit of...
"So beautiful, great
polly.
To look at, and what a wonderful companion.
Yes.
But live birds can be a lot of work.
Ew.
Well, now you can share that beauty without the mess. With Perfect Polly, the singing parakeet. Perfect Polly is so lifelike, it's the world's perfect pet. And it never needs feeding. It's motion activated, so any movement makes Perfect Polly come to life. Watch as Perfect Polly's head moves back and forth, along with its tail feathers. And Polly's chirping is a
double
as a real live parakeet. You'll get
we'll
all
do,
the
let's
joy
hold
without
it for
the
hours.
Mess or expense. Perfect Polly will touch your heart and brighten
touch
any room
my
in
heart.
Your home. It's actually life-size, and so amazingly lifelike, you'll almost believe it's real.
I want it.
In fact, even this live parakeet can't tell the difference. Enjoy
what
Perfect
the?
Polly's company while you're making dinner, or relaxing with a good book. Your entire family will love the fun you'll have with Perfect Polly,
oh,
the singing
wow.
parakeet. Perfect Polly even makes a great companion for your other pets. It's ideal for condos or small homes that aren't pet friendly. And unlike real birds, you can turn Perfect Polly
I'm ordering
Polly
it. I gotta get it.
Perfect Polly comes with its own perch, or Polly can just
comes
sit on your
its
finger
own
and
bird
serenade
duty
you.
Too.
Live parakeets need a cage, food, and multiple accessories. That can add up to a lot of money. But Perfect Polly, complete with perch, is yours for only $14.99.
Oh, that's
perfect
cheap.
Polly is also available in
that's
blue,
cheap,
red,
cheap.
Or purple.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect Polly, the singing parakeet, is yours for only $14.99. So call and order your Perfect Polly now.
I'm going to. I can't imagine what mailing list I'm going to get on
here. David Daugherty. Thank you, David.
Wow. I'm ordering that right now. We'll have it for the next show. I am such a, what's the word? Slut?
Dork?
Dork? I fall for this stuff. I saw that ad and I said I knew I had to have it.
Yeah,
I'm ordering it right now, Dick.
All right.
Perfect
Polly. How much is it shipping in? Right. You should have checked Amazon first. They might have had it.
Well, you know, it's funny because the shipping is $6.99. All right. I'll finish filling this out later.
Yeah, and also check Amazon. A lot of those I've seen on TV things.
I already, I already checked the toilet seat, by the way. The electric toilet seat is like half price on Amazon. So do end up buying that, and we should check. Let's check our poll to see how it's going.
Yeah.
Remember, the choices were the Shuvee shoe deodorizer, the touchless sensor toilet seats, the Ultra Spy hearing muffs, or the zombie of Montclair Moors and the current. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
The votes are pouring in, but not pouring out of the touchless sensor toilet seat. 53%.
No, the shoe deodorizer is flushed.
I think we're going to have a winner, but we'll keep the votes going at strawpoll.me/3554. Thanks to Dan Dirks for providing the straw poll functionality to the GizWiz program.
Yes.
Well, Dick, I've got a perfect poly to order and a union suit and a camera spy peephole.
Oh, yeah. And did you say the back massager is in-house or
it's on its way? I'm told it's on its way.
Okay.
Hey,
so
Matthew, has anything arrived yet at the front desk? Anything out there for me?
No.
Nothing. I had hoped.
He'll have a Polly soon to keep him company.
Keep your eye peeled for a fake parakeet.
Don't tell him it's fake. You'll ruin the fun.
Oh, shoot. Forget
he'll never know
that.
The difference.
He'll never know, except that you feed it resin.
I think what I appreciated most about that is the guy reading his newspaper, and then he sets it down to talk to his fake bird.
It was so fake.
And the dog's sitting there going, what is this?
Oh, that's the worst.
Throw the parrot, and I'll throw the Polly, and I'll go catch it.
Yeah. And I guess we shouldn't leave without seeing. You know, this has been soaking all day, so it's probably ready to peel and eat. Let's see. Does the yes, the iPad continues to work. Up. In every, I'm just not very good at the, yeah, there you go. And you can see the red dot, the water test dot is still red. So that's very good news. I think that this.
Yeah, that's very good. 30 yeah, bucks. 30
well
bucks.
Well worth it. The Seal Shield works if you're in a hospital or somewhere where people spit up a lot. This will be great. Amazon apparently doesn't have the perfect Polly. They have accessories, though.
Oh, okay.
What, like jewelry or something?
Dress up your perfect Polly.
Perfect Polly.
Even
clothing.
A parakeet can't tell the
perfect
difference.
Perfect Polly, dog, bird food.
Hey, you know, make I wonder if Ozzy can tell the real. Difference. We'll see if Ozzy, what Ozzy does.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Perfect Polly.
What the heck is it at gizwiz.biz?
Oh, yes. Well, let's see the What the Heck Is It contest. How's it going? Any
it's going
guesses
good. No one got it right yet, but some funny answers, which is what we really prefer.
What did I buy? I bought a ton of stuff this time.
Nothing
I bought the air hogs. I bought a fake parakeet.
Oh, you did.
What am I doing? Am I drunk?
No.
And now I want
fun.
That, whatever it is.
It's fun, pal. And laughter is the best medicine, so you're getting off cheap.
I think we have the most over-medicated audience ever. So there it is. What the heck is that? If you get that right, you could win an autographed copy of Mad Magazine or come up with a clever, incorrect answer. What is that? What gizwiz.biz for your chance to play. And, of course, show notes for all of the things we've talked about on the show today at your website, gizwiz.biz. Dick DeBartolo will join us on Saturday. Now, we're doing the GizFizz a little later. Is that working out for you?
Yeah, that works fine. The chat room, they hang in there. So we do it at 6 o'clock, and you do radio for an extra hour.
I've been lately recording ahead for our trip in November to Australia. So I do about an hour of recording after the radio show. Yeah. So 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 2200 UTC for the GizFizz on Saturdays.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you, Dickie D. I breathe a sigh of relief. The iPad is intact.
Oh, you know, throw it off the roof and see how the seal shield holds up.
Before you buy is coming up. It's not too late. I think I could. Thanks, Good. Dick. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
I'll be here.
For GizWiz.